Its current state on WKAR. The 55th annual Detroit Boat Show wraps up this Sunday at Cobo Center. Dozens of dealers are on hand with the latest and greatest for cruising the Great Lakes. WKAR's Peter Wharf spent some time at the expo earlier this week and brings us his next in a series of reports from Cobo. This time, Peter talks with Bill Rose of Rose Marine Service about a boat that's close to home.
That would be Manitou Pontoon Boats in Lansing, Michigan. We're a proud distributor of them. We have all their models in stock. Being a Michigan-based company, they make a really good rough water boat, which we do sell a lot of on Lake St. Clair, called a V-Tune.
For people who aren't familiar, Bill, with pontoon boats, tell us how they're made, what they look like, and what they're designed for.
Pontoon boats today are made either in pretty much two varieties, twin tubes and tri-tunes, or V-tunes is what Manitou's trade name is. They have a patent on that. The V-tune pontoon boat is today's modern high-speed boat. You'll see speeds upwards of 40 and 50 miles an hour out of them. They're made to take the rough water of the lakes and still have a family on board of 10 or more people.
The pontoon boats that we know when we were younger typically had a pontoon on either side, two pontoons. But it's a relatively new development, isn't it, with that third pontoon in the middle?
The third pontoon does make a difference in the boat, the way it performs and rides. They actually, the V-tune configuration actually makes the boat turn more like a fiberglass or aluminum mono type hull.
Right. Makes it more maneuverable and more stable and at high speed.
Sharper turns, more stable, exactly.
So it makes it more flexible for a boat that traditionally you think of as kind of floating around with your family, a very leisurely boat, becomes more versatile.
Yes, it does.
What goes into making a pontoon boat?
Well, Manitou makes everything there in-house on their boats. They roll the tubes in the factory. All the welding is done. Superior weld joints. Their boats are constructed with extruded hat channels that go across the full width of the boat from bow to stern. They have a marine wood deck on them that has a lifetime warranty to the owner, along with the pontoons being a lifetime warranty. Their upholstery is made in-house, roto-molded plastic bases with vinyl. We can put any engine option that you want from Mercury, Evinrude, Yamaha, Honda, and Suzuki on those boats for the people.
This is one of the bigger boats we're standing on right now.
They do make them up to 27 foot also.
Wow.
But this is the biggest ones we have at the show. We brought these down to show the people the difference between the platinum package, the teak floors, the carpeted floors, and the standard models.
What's sort of the most tricked out Manitou? Is that the one we're on right now?
That's probably the one we're on right now, or their new SR that we have with the dual lounge chairs in the back, dual tables. More of a unique family boat, so a couple people can lounge in the back while they're cruising around. They also offer in-tube storage in the center tube, which is quite large for skis, extra life preservers, fishing rods, stuff like that.
There's a ton of storage here under this front part of the deck.
Yes, there is. And they do a nice job. Everything's lockable and secure.
Manitou pontoons are made in Lansing, Michigan. I'm at the 55th annual Detroit Boat Show with Bill Rose of Rose Marine Service. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Thank you very much.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.